الرحمن الرحيم. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah writes, as a child grows into a young boy, he is inclined to fun and sports. Nothing interests him more than games. Later, when he becomes a teenager, he now worries about the beauty and adornments of life, fine dressing, etc., and the love of pastimes like horse riding, etc. And he is so fascinated by these that the childish games now seem silly to him. Then comes the time of youth and desires. At this age, he is only worried about girls and women. When he grows a bit older, he begins to feel important and he wants to run the whole country. Put together, all these are the pleasures of the world. Finally, the heart wants to learn the true knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These feelings are greater than all the other pleasures. This is the only genuine passion and the most powerful one worthy of being valued by a man. Everyone loves sports in childhood, is controlled by desires in early youth, and in one's 20s, a love for power is born. In one's 40s, usually, people want to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the knowledge of deen. A young boy loves girls and going after power. Similarly, worldly people laugh at those who are busy learning the true knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sufis know that the people of the world are like young boys who have no idea of the pleasures enjoyed by grown men. In the ayat that we recited previously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned all types of worldly pleasures. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us about them, saying that all these joys are just a deception and that only the life of the akhirah is forever and of value. The pleasures of this worldly life are like crops that grow and please the eye for some time, but dry up soon to be blown away by the winds. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.